You passed the test then, Mr. Holmes?
Self-evidently. Was this visitor expected?
He was not. He just turned up at the door.
Did Mr. Harden usually receive people without an appointment?
No, Doctor.
So why was this instance an exception?
But when I took in the man's name,
not his card.
He didn't offer a card. It wasn't really the type.
Well, we'll come to his type in a moment. When you took in the name...
Mr. Harden immediately asked me to show him in.
How did he react to the name?
I've just told you, by asking me to admit the man.
Yes, yes, yes. But how did he react? With interest, with fear, with joy?
Ah. I could see nothing in particular.
Indeed. Mrs. Harden...
Mr. Holmes.
I have no wish to distress you unduly.
I am not easily distressed, sir.
Yes, sir, I observe. But nonetheless, perhaps you'll be kind enough to return to the main house and wait for us there.
Very well. Gentlemen.
Mrs. Harden. Now, Mr. Phillips, there are two things you can do for me.
And what might they be?
Firstly, show me your office.
Surely you mean Mr. Harden's office?
Your office. And secondly...
Yes?
You can stop lying and start telling me the truth.
This is my office. Or do you believe
please
that
I'm... Please just stay here in the doorway.
Or do you believe that I'm lying about that too?
One moment, please. Yes. It's very good. Very good. You may enter.
I'm much obliged to you. May I be permitted to know just what I've been lying about?
About Mr. Harden's reaction to his visitor's name. Please don't bother to deny it.
Very well. But it was for the very best of motives.
To protect Mrs. Harden from the truth.
Exactly.
And what is the truth?
It seemed to me, Mr. Holmes, that when I announced the name...
Well, go on, Mr. Phillips. This will not go beyond these walls.
Well, he went as white as a sheet. He was as scared as I've ever seen a man.
Fascinating. I take it that this wasn't exactly in character.
Most definitely not. Mr. Harden was fearless.
Well, not always, it seems. You may show me Harden's office now, but before you do...
What?
Be so good as to tell us this name that drove such terror into the heart of a fearless man.
Mr. Holmes, the visitor's name was Mr. John Smith.
Oh, exactly as I feared. If Scotland Yard had driven a herd of buffaloes through here, they could hardly be more mess. When were they learned?
May we come in?
Yes, 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 yes. Add to the mayhem.
Now, Mr. Phillips, would you observe this John Smith's departure?
I could hardly have failed to do so. After I heard the gunshot, I rushed out into the corridor and the man practically knocked me down.
Deliberately, sir?
I don't think he even saw me. He was rushing to get out.
Did you try to catch him?
No. Well, not at first. I came here, to Mr. Harden's office.
You stopped in the doorway, took in the sight, then turned back and ran after the man Smith.
How on earth do you know that?
I see it. I deduce it. Even Her Majesty's constabulary hadn't succeeded in removing all the traces. Now, what did you see when you reached the door to the outside?
Nothing. He had disappeared.
And so you returned here?
Yes. Dear God, it was a horrible sight.
Now, where exactly was the body?
Face down beside the desk.
Show me.
Here.
Well, show me exactly.
You want me to lie down?
The position may be of vital importance.
If I must.
Yes.
There.
Thank you. Thank you. And, the gun. I understand it was left behind.
Yes. May I?
Hmm?
Oh, yes, if you wish. Yes, 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 yes.
Now, you were saying the gun?
Underneath Mr. Harden's body. There must have been a struggle and he fell forward.
Was this window open?
Yes. Mr. Harden was fond of fresh air.
That is immensely significant. I take it you described Mr. John Smith to the police.
As best I could. He was a nondescript sort of man. Mid-twenties, rather coarsely spoken, but uncommonly well-dressed. Too well, if you ask me.
No, can you be more specific?
His suit was expensively cut, but he wore it as though he'd never owned one before.
Describe the gunshot.
Describe it? It was just a shot.
Yes, well, I dare say that you don't routinely encounter gunshots in your line of work.
Of course not.
I appreciate that you don't have many grounds for comparison, but I ask you again, please try to describe the shot.
What is there to say?
Well, for example, this room is panelled in oak. There's not much soft material to absorb sound. The shot would have been reverberant, echoing.